You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
John, you found this list.
Yes.
Thought this was interesting.
It is. It's a list of places women refuse to go on a first date. And I am very curious about this because, you know, the list, it's an extensive list.
Like 28 different places, right?
Yes. But at the top of this list, I'm just going to give the top five. And Heather, I want your reaction.
Okay.
Because there's two questions here. One is, where would you refuse to go on a first date? And second, okay don't answer yet, because I'm going to give you a couple of the top five here. Then I want to know from our listeners, what is the ideal first date? Because this list, there's 28 on this list. And so you get down to the bottom, you're like, okay, well, is it 90% of women are good with this? There's only one or two that are not. The top of this list, Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
All right. It's got an extensive menu, and it's a busy, loud place.
It is.
You can still have some conversation, but, you know, Applebee's is number two.
Don't tell Dan Campbell that. I would have put that at number one.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Chili's is three.
They're tied. They're the same place.
Basically the same place.
Chipotle, or as my dad would say, Chipotle. Is number four.
It's kind of like fast food.
What?
Chipotle, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Not going there on a first date?
No.
I mean, it could be a bargain. You know, he's a thrifty guy.
That's not what you want to go for.
No. Okay, yeah. Olive Garden, all the salad and breadsticks you can eat.
Yep.
Heather number can have five. A tour of Italy.
All right, so I'll get going because those are all obviously all restaurants.
Red Lobster's on this list too.
Red Lobster, I don't. You'd have to.
It is.
Look
it's
hard.
It's number 11.
Okay.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, but you'd have to be kind of hard pressed to find a Red Lobster anymore. Anyway, number six is the movies.
I agree. It's a bad first date. You can't talk to the person.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, it's not an awful date, but a first date, you're just getting to know this person.
Hey, now, here's one. Watch a screen together.
Number seven, I think, should have been first.
Okay, what's that?
It says your house. So we're doing a dinner at home. Seems awkward and a little presumptive for a first date. Maybe it should be the third date.
I was going to say, that's more of a one night stand situation.
Yes. Yeah, I'd still rather not go to Applebee's first.
I'll just round out the top 10. Any fast food chain is 8. Buffalo Wild Wings is 9. Wingstop at 10. And then, as you already pointed out, Red Lobster is 11.
Okay. 11. Other things on this list, coffee dates, ice cream dates, family functions, somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, nightclubs, hookah clubs, a bar for just drinks, Waffle House, and number 28 of 28, sporting events. All things women would refuse to do for a first date.
Yeah, the family event definitely up there. I don't hardly know you. We're going on a first date.
Yes.
Don't take me to your family's house. That would be a little awkward for sure.
Family functions, I think, I would relist this one as ones where I wouldn't take you on a first date. Like, you're not meeting mom and dad and my brothers on a first date.
We're getting to a point where maybe on Teddy's fifth birthday, one of your older daughters brings a first date to your house.
First date. Yeah. So, no, that one would be need to be cleared by dad. And I would say,
No.
I agree with a lot of this list. Some of it, I guess I don't. The chain restaurants, agreed.
All right, you're not going to McDonald's or...
I don't want to go to a fast food restaurant on a first date. I don't want to go to an Applebee's or Red Lobster or Chili's. To me, those are all in the same tier. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go there on a first date. You said there was one like drinks,
coffee,
ice cream.
Yeah, those are low stakes.
I mean, those would be okay. I mean, I'd rather do that than go to Applebee's.
Okay. Like the coffee thing.
If things aren't going well, it's easy to leave. Like, you're not sitting down for an entire dinner. Like, it's just, you can go grab a drink. Hey, I like this guy. It's going well. Let's get another drink. Hey, let's go get appetite. Then
let's
you can kind of go from there. Yeah.
Yeah, but you need a high-end restaurant.
Higher end, yes, I do. For first date, heck yeah. I mean, yes.
So 248-539-9797. What makes a good first date? Where are places you'd refuse to go for a first date?
Yeah, so I mean, like this list, bowling. And I understand movies, right? That's more of a high school first date because you don't want to talk. You're kind of awkward at talking.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't love to go bowling on a first date. I don't know.
Like an activity is like date two or three. The first date should be...
I'd like to really like... I'd probably like a drink because I feel like I would feel a little bit more...
Loosen up?
Yeah. I'd feel like just to talk and share more things.
Conversational.
I would. I'd want to... And I'd like... Even if, fine, it doesn't need to be alcohol, but I want, like, I feel more comfortable when I have a drink in my hand.
Yeah.
It can be a water. It can be a pop. I don't care what it is. But I think something where you just sit, you have a drink, you have some food.
So some of this, too, is, like, how it was initiated, right? So, like, today's world is the dating apps. I went on a lot of first dates on dating apps. You don't even know if the person looks like their photos.
It's true.
So a lot of those were lower stakes. I went on plenty, just grab drinks, feel it out. Do we match chemistry, vibe? Cool, we can go on a second date.
Did you use a real picture?
Yes, of course I did.
Did you have one with you and your cat?
I didn't have the cat yet.
Oh.
He used the meme of him drinking Lion's Kool-Aid that he uses on Twitter all the time.
But the rule then
were
was
like... Were you skinny gym by them?
Yes, I had lost the weight before I went on the dating apps. Did myself a favor that way.
Not FJC?
No.
One of my favorite
Fat Jim Costa. But the rule then was low stakes, public place, play it from there. I wouldn't want to do a chain either. Like if you do go to a restaurant, try to show a little bit of creativity or thought and pick like a standalone restaurant, maybe one that you like, that you can show off your taste.
Yeah, like something that's local, unique.
There's so many great restaurant options that are outside of the chain restaurants. Yeah, I don't like that.
So one that was not on the list, but Twitch is asking about, putt-putt golf.
I love a good game of putt-putt golf. I don't want to do that on a first date, though.
Second or third date.
It's an activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, you're pondering.
I am pondering.
Deep in thought. You like the putt-putt date.
I don't know if it's a first. Well, so I am competitive, and I don't want that to be something that necessarily comes out on the first date because I'm not going to let you win.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should.
But I also think like if I went on a first date with my wife on that and I let her win, like that would have been a no-go for her. And I don't know what she would have said for putt-putt on a first date. We were much older than, you know, like we weren't 20-something.
Right.
So it's some of this is age specific as well. Is I guess what I'm getting at.
Yeah, sure. like you mentioned earlier, like if you're a high school crush as opposed to you got divorce and kids.
But I would like to hear from our listeners if you're taking all of this entire list off of the first date category, then what is it that makes a good first date? Where would you want to go?
Outside of like,
what would you want to do?
Yeah, what makes a good first date besides, I think the person's attractive and we have good chemistry. You're saying like, how do you like set the scene for a good date?
Right. Yeah. If you're meeting for drinks, you got to have plan B. So if drinks go well and it feels like we have a connection, do you then have a reservation at it doesn't have to be, top end restaurant, somewhere nice.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Some early returns on the ticket text. Chili's is Southwest Applebee's. Olive Garden is Italian Applebee's. And Red Lobster is underwater Applebee's. They're all the same restaurant.
They're all the same.
Underwater Applebee's is awesome.
Have they considered using that as a tagline? What's wrong with Cheesecake Factory? Good food, borderline classy. It's not a steakhouse. Menus with options for anyone to eat, and you can share a piece of cheesecake at the end.
Right. Well, I mean,
that was the number one answer.
I don't know if I'm not into sharing desserts.
What do you mean? Like, desserts at restaurants are kind of made to be shareable.
No, they're not.
Oh, they come out with like two spoons and you dig into like the cookie skillet or the sundae or the... Yeah, of course it's meant to be shared.
No, no. I will share one with my wife. But if I know that, you know, it's going to be shareable, then we'll order two because I know that she's only going to have a couple of bites of hers. And then I get both.
I have to be honest. I don't think I've ever been to a Cheesecake Factory.
Really?
Yeah. So to me, isn't a restaurant where like a lot of kids are? I picture it as like a really family-friendly restaurant, and that's where I wouldn't want to go to a restaurant that's packed with children. Like, is there, there's lots of families that go.
It is.
I don't know. Because I've never
been. A family-friendly restaurant. I don't know. It's kind of in between, but it does have a, like, I think I kind of led with that. It's got a great menu because it's...
It's expansive.
Yes. It's a vast
array. I feel like part of it's the name of the restaurant.
Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a classy place. It sounds like a place to grab dessert. I know it's a restaurant. I mean, yeah. It's the name.
One more to ponder while we think on this. My wife and I, our first date was Dave and Buster's. Couple drinks, play a bunch of games, have a good time.
Mixing the drinks and activities together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing how it goes.
There's food there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's good food. Yeah. And you can watch games.
That's all right.
So it mixes
I guess
a lot of things, yeah.
All right, guys, let us know. Ideal first dates and the no-gos. It's 97.1.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.